This recording, Kentucky 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Purry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm 55 years old, and I've lived in southeast Kentucky for most of my life. I was away from the mountains here for about 4 years back when I was in the Air Force in the early 80s. I was stationed at Alconbury, England in 1980 and spent almost a year there. When I came back, when I left the military, I went to work at the local radio station here in news and production work. While I was doing that, I was also working part-time as a police officer and became interested in law enforcement. I went to work as a dispatcher for the state police back in 1992 and continued to do voice production work for various radio stations around the region. I eventually set up a small studio near my home, and I've been quite busy for the last few months with that. I was injured at work a few months back in a fall that did some damage to my back, and I've not been able to go back to work since that injury, and most likely I'm going to have surgery, I guess, at some point. I've got 2 sons. Both of them are grown, and they've got families of their own. 1 granddaughter and another granddaughter on the way. She should be here sometime this fall, and we're all really anxious about that. I'm proud of my 2 sons. One drives a coal truck, and the other is a correctional officer for one of the prisons over in Virginia. When I retire, I'm hoping to do a little bit of traveling, maybe see parts of the world that I didn't get a chance to see while I was in the Air Force. Hopefully, I'd like to go back to Cambridgeshire and see how that area has changed over the years.